if you were to ask what exorcism, why someone would perform an exorcism on an individual rather than send them to a psychiatrist, well, most of the people we met had already been to psychiatrists, and nothing could be done for them. And their illness seemed to fall outside the pathology of mental illness. So, for example, a primary indication would be an aversion to the sacred. If the person was able to speak in languages that they'd never learned, telepathic powers, unusual strength, this type of thing. One of our cases, the boy who communes with demons, shows a number of those traits. And he has been, he's now 14. He started when he was 10, he came in contact with a demon.
Unusual.
He seems to be on his way to fully fledged possession.
Christine, how can a 10-year-old open himself up to demons? What happened to him?
Well, he, if I could just summarize the story, he was coming home from school one day and he found a Ouija board beside a river. He'd taken a different road home and he said something compelled him to go down and look at it. And when he lifted the Ouija board, he was given a vision of hell, very much in St. Teresa of Avila actually writes about the same thing she experienced. There are lots of parallels with this little boy's story and hers, strangely enough. And anyway, after this vision, he saw the ground opened, and he saw this this man on a throne coming up, and he was surrounded by demons. So the little boy ran home, and when he got to his front door and opened it and ran up the stairs, the man was sitting at the top of the stairs. He introduced himself as Tyrannus, and he's been with the boy ever since. And the child went from, his mother tells us, the child went from being a very lovable, quiet boy to just using obscene language, hating everybody, hating God, hating religion. He would go into these long seizures, which would last an hour. And during these seizures, he would do automatic writing and write in a foreign language and make symbols and all this kind of thing. Now, the doctors can find nothing wrong with him. His brain is sound. And he seems to want this demon to be with him. He talks to him.
They're like friends now?
Well, he described it like this. Every time his mother would take him to a priest, the demon would attack him so much that they would have to take him back home. In other words, he would get severe headaches, and he said it felt like somebody was putting a knife into his stomach and making him feel very, very ill. And every time a prayer was said, he would get this. The demon also threatened to kill his family if he doesn't come over to him. And when we asked Gary what he meant by that, he said he wants me to do what I want. He wants him to do the things he tells me to do, and if I don't do them, I suffer. So it's better for me to do them.
And do you think
he's suicidal and he suffers from depression?
Oh my gosh! How old is he now? He was 10. How old is he now?
14.
14 years old, and it sounds like he's not getting any better, Christina.
Well, it seems that he likes this thing, and he said one time when we were with him. I asked him, did he believe in God? And he said, no, I don't believe in God. I believe in the devil because I can see him. I don't believe in God because I can't see him.
Is the demon with him every day?
He comes and goes. He comes at night.
When the demon leaves, how is the little boy? How does he act?
He's a very withdrawn child, and thank heavens we have not been with him when the demon was in the room. I don't think so, David.
I don't think so.
David, come on now, you're a journalist.
He's got the face of an angel.
Yeah, but the heart of a devil, right?
Yes. And
he's not the. You don't think he's the Antichrist, do you?
Oh, he's been and gone.
Oh yes. When you speak of the Antichrist, he told us that Tyrannus shows him visions of himself when he'll be 30. And he's sitting behind a big shiny desk, and he's a very, very rich businessman.
This individual, this kid.
Yeah. The Tyrannus shows him these visions and says.
Well, he may be the Antichrist then.
Hmm?
He may be the Antichrist.
He could be. Said he's going to be very rich and powerful if he does what he says.
He's actually under police investigation at the moment, but we can't talk about this because it's too heinous, as they say.
Oh, my. Well, tell us what you can tell us, David. He's 14
he did
years old.
Thing, didn't he, Christine? Or he's alleged to have done anything.
Ah, okay.
A very evil thing, yeah.
I see.
So it seems to be going along the path, you know, that we found in our research. You know, it starts out very innocently and... Another thing we discovered is that children are a prime target of the evil one.